Fine Sand and Gravel Company, producers and distributors of mud, invite you to ride with the men of Squad Car 119.
My name's Sam Finch. Me and my partner, Ralph R. Kruger Jr., we're the unsung heroes of the police force. We ride a prowl car at night, up the boulevards and down the side streets, always on the lookout for those who defy the law. A couple of weeks ago, they had a shooting out in a big home in Santa Cruz. We were sent over to dust the place for fingerprints. We were setting up our equipment when my partner, Ralph R. Kruger Jr., turned to me and said,
"Place looks a lot more homey since they took the body out."
"Yeah, nice place, all right. Really like that picture over the mantle. Must be a picture of the victim's kid."
"Says underneath it, Gainsborough's Blue Boy. I thought the victim's name was Gilhooly."
"Yeah, it was. Must be a picture of a neighbor kid or something."
"Funny they'd dress a kid up like that in that funny suit, you know, even to have his picture taken."
"Yeah. A lot of funny things about this case that don't check out."
"Maybe the fingerprints will tell the story. Skipper said to be sure and dust the empty glasses on the cocktail table. Hand it to me, will you, Sam?"
"Sure. Nice looking glass. Those pheasants on the side of it."
"Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. These look like your prints on here, Sam. See? They've got the loop on the top and the swirl down here."
"Well, they probably are my prints. I handed you the glass, remember?"
"Shouldn't have done that, Sam. It's going to look pretty bad in court. Hope you've got an alibi for 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's when the killing took place."
"I was in a movie about 3 o'clock.
Anybody with you?"
"No, I went alone."
"The jury isn't going to believe that, Sam. Better get yourself a good lawyer. You're going to need him."
"Going to take me in, huh?"
"I've got no choice, Sam. Your fingerprints are on the glass."
"Yeah. Sure looks like I did it all right. Oh, I'll get it."
"This is the skipper. You fellas can lock up down there and come back to the office. The killing has been solved by the man of Squad Car 227. The fugitive has been identified, booked, and brought to trial. In a moment, the results of that trial."
And while we're waiting for the outcome of today's exciting case, just a word from your old line sand and gravel dealer. To keep trespassers off your property, there's no substitute for a 2 or 3 foot layer of good, sticky mud. Have a carload or two dumped at your place today.
The fugitive in that killing was convicted of murder in the first degree. However, the laws of the state of California provide no punishment for first degree murder, and the fugitive was ordered released.
And so another criminal is brought to justice by the unsung heroes of the police force, the men who ride the squad cars at night.